is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A building that partially collapsed in Iowa will be demolished, but the remains of victims could still be inside. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Search crews are back on site at a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa. After stunning news, there may still be people inside.
At this time, we have five individuals that are still unaccounted for. Two of those we believe to be possibly still in the building.
Engineers warn the debris pile is actually holding up the remaining structure, and a full collapse is a question of when, not if.
The boardwalk in Hollywood Beach, Florida, was the scene of a mass shooting last night. Nine people were shot. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Police in Hollywood Beach, Florida, have released surveillance video as they search for suspects involved in Monday's mass shooting. One person of interest is seen in a yellow hoodie. Another has on a gray sweatshirt. Two suspects are already in custody.
And they were arrested on weapons charges. At this point, we do need the community's help. We are looking for three individuals we believe may be related to the shooting.
A Virginia man has been charged with murder in the case of a councilwoman in Sayreville, New Jersey, who was shot to death. Police say they knew each other through a church. There are indications tomorrow's vote in the House to raise the debt ceiling will be successful. North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says more than half of House Republicans will support it. But there are those in the no column, including Georgia's Andrew Clyde.
The Biden-McCarthy deal has been dubbed the Fiscal Responsibility Act. But in truth, there's nothing responsible about it. Make no mistake, this is the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has reported to a Texas prison to begin serving an 11-year sentence.
Holmes turned herself into the minimum security women's federal prison in Bryan, Texas. It's about 100 miles north of Houston. It comes about a year after she was convicted of four felony counts of fraud and conspiracy. Her claims that Theranos technology could scan for various diseases from just a finger prick of blood were proven false.
Every time you create something new, there should be questions. And to me, that's a sign that you've actually done something that is transformative.
Holmes has also been ordered to pay back investors $450 million. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The confirmation from the Carter Center, which says she continues to live happily at home with her husband. The markets closed mixed. The Dow lost 50 points. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Three people are dead and several others are wounded after 15 separate shootings in Milwaukee over the three-day holiday weekend. The wounded include two 16-year-olds. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Republican State Representative David Steffen says it's not an expense, it's an investment.
For every dollar that's being put in of state money, we're getting 45 back. This is really a tourism short-term event with a long-term benefit.
Steffen was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. Adrian Hauser starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome back, Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci moving, stuck in a moving van somewhere. Evan, you know how it is when you try to move your apartment 1 mile down the road. You can't find anybody who's reliable to get your stuff there. Johnny, we miss you. We'll see you next week. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Teaching and learning in hostile times. I used to have a blog on Google in 2008. And I called it that. That was the title of my blog in Google, Teaching and Learning in Hostile Times in 2008. I look back at 2008 now and I'm like, wow, we were free back in 2008. What was I thinking, teaching and learning in hostile times? Because today, man, where are we today? Hostile times? I don't know. Stuff is being banned, outright banned. To be taught in grade school, to be taught in middle school, to be taught in high school, to be taught in college. How do we ban information? Are these, you know, heretical insanities that will ignite the population into some kind of dystopian rebellion? What is it about the banning of teaching certain things right now that has gotten into certain politicians' waters, particularly Florida? Well, we have one person, and I'm just going to quote, I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. Check that out in the Daily Beast. Our guest tonight, Will Horn. He's the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University who writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during construction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History and Review. Will, Dr. Will, welcome to Busted Pencils. How is it going over there in Philadelphia tonight?
It's a beautiful night, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm a professor, right? And Florida just banned everything I teach. I already made the announcement. You're at Villanova, you're in Philadelphia. Somebody's going up there right now going, but you don't even teach in Florida, dude. So you didn't, nothing was banned. Explain, what do you mean banned? You can't teach in Florida. Give us a little bit. I mean, the Daily Beast, what is this stuff?
Sure. Yeah. So that's right. I don't teach in Florida. I'm not claiming to teach in Florida. But Florida has banned all of the subject matter that I teach. And as someone who lives outside of Florida, and I'm very grateful to, you know, teach at a great institution who, you know, they are very supportive of me and my work. I think it's important for me to speak out for people who maybe are worried about their jobs, right? I know a lot of scholars in Florida, a lot of educators who are very concerned about their jobs. And I've reached out to several of them to try and connect them with interviews recently for various publications. And unfortunately, they're concerned that if they speak out about what they are experiencing, right, or the concerns that they have about how you deliver content, when in fact, you know, the three quarters of the content of your class has been essentially banned by the state. You know, how does one do that, right? But they're concerned, of course, that they're going to be fired if they speak out. And so, you know, part of the reason that I decided to write this is because I teach, you know, predominantly Black history in the U.S., a good bit of U.S. history, you know, and some broader world history. And so this is stuff that, again, the Florida bill touches on. And I am a little bit freer, I think, than maybe some people in Florida to speak out about the impact of these things for students. And so this is really kind of the basis of my article, is that, look, students really want to learn this stuff. You know, I taught high school for a number of years back in Louisiana. You know, I taught at a couple of different universities. Every single time I've taught this type of content, students are hungry for more, you know, and every single time, regardless of grade level, you know, or, you know, in this case, university level, they have often shared that they hadn't experienced that previously, that this has been something that had been missing, you know, from their education experience, that helped them make sense of the world. That's really important. And so that's why I think it's really important to write something like this.
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the fact that kids want to know this. They enjoy learning this. That, to me, sounds like reason enough that we should keep it away from them, because we know that anytime somebody wants to know something, that something they know is probably going to end up disastrous. Okay, enough of the funny talk. Well, no, I mean, we, you know, we're here. Johnny's not here tonight, but, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, the, you know, the freedom to teach and learn. And yeah, you're not in Florida, but to point out the fact that I'm a professor, Florida just banned everything I teach. And I just want to read from the piece in the Daily Beast for a second. Quote, writing during the apartheid regime of Jim Crow, famed historian and founder of Black History Month, Carter G. Woodson observed that the philosophy and ethics resulting from our educational system have justified slavery, peonage, segregation, and lynching. That system is exactly what Governor Ron DeSantis has tried to resurrect in signing SB 266 into law, a whitewashing tactic that has historically coincided with white supremacist violence in the U.S. All right, we're not going to get to white supremacist violence just yet. There will, but
sure.
Okay. So Woodson was observing at that time schools actually doing the work of teaching racism, of teaching segregation. Are you saying that you, what you are not allowed to teach now is that you're not allowed to teach that, hey, Carter Woodson said that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if we're starting with basics, that's a basic that I would, you know, again, if we're looking at the Florida law, if we're looking at similar legislations, you know, similar legislation or, you know, executive actions in various states, you know, across the U.S., that would be difficult to teach and that might put you, you know, in some place of liability, you know, relative to the state.
It's a, and what's interesting about that, right? I just said, yeah, it's a fact. Okay. This was a quote that was actually done, you know, said, and the reality of the quote, okay, is that, now maybe somebody would say, well, that sounds like critical race theory. Although I'm pretty positive that anybody who's officially participated in the banning of CRT really has no idea what it is they're banning anyway. Really, though, what they are trying to ban is to say this story of saying, hey, people have been observing for quite a long time, particularly that our education system can tend to, and in fact, in certain places, can be very segregationist, very historically racially biased, and the curriculum itself can do lots of injustice to kids and families. And somebody would say, well, we're beyond that now, Will. We don't need to teach that anymore. Maybe it's a fact, but what purpose is it in bringing up the fact that in the past, schools used to teach racism?
Sure. Yeah, that's
not,
a great
not question. Teach racism. Teach essentially people how to be racist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we can go back, you know, we could look at those textbooks, right? And there are just some really gobsmacker of lines in there, but they're not all that different from what you see, for example, in the quote unquote, like American birthright curriculum. I don't know if you've seen this or not, you know, but it's, yeah, so it's associated with Christopher Rufo. And I make the case, and I think it's pretty clear that in fact, this is inspiring some of the legislation that we're seeing at the state level in terms of what is being required to teach, you know, and the sort of the quote unquote, like Western values, you know, and that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, the reason that but it's so important is that, like, you know, we, even if we're not, let's say, even if teachers are not teaching kids, as you put it, like how to be racist, right? If you're omitting what actually happened in the past in your classroom instruction, then what you're actually doing is depriving students of the ability to understand the world that they're moving through. You know, I give some examples in the article, like a really a prominent one in our public discourse is redlining. You're not going to understand the reasons that our neighborhoods are very segregated and remain segregated today if you don't have any concept, right, of redlining. And so you might come away, and I've had students share with me ideas, right, sort of spitballing ideas, both in high school, you know, in the college level, that, oh, well, maybe, you know, like this group just wanted to be by itself, or maybe this group just didn't work so hard, right? And so that's why they have to live in this area, right? But that's not the case at all, right? In fact, we know, like, it was, you know, it was a part of U.S. law and a part of U.S. Public policy that created this, the segregated neighborhoods that we see today, you know? And so if we're talking about, like, you know, it depending upon what city you're in, right? Like if you're talking about this neighborhood over here is very dangerous, right? Then in part, like what you're talking about is in fact, like, you know, an expression of this longstanding decades of U.S. policy. And so if we're not teaching students that stuff, right? If we're not teaching students what actually creates the world that we inhabit today, then what we are doing in fact is leaving those questions open. And sort of wink nodding, suggesting that in fact, you know, there must be something wrong with those people in that neighborhood, right? And that's, you know, one of the real dangers.
Well, and you know, I'm not even sure it's a wink and a nod anymore, to be honest.
Sure.
You just, you know, I mean, you know, we're talking about Chris Rufo. I mean, you know, I mean, he's always listening to Busted Pencils. He just never calls in, and you know, but it's just the way it is. You know, he doesn't want to deal with Johnny and me. But and now, God forbid, he would call in and join us tonight. 844-967-2789. But you know, when you point out that curriculum, you know, American birthright and stuff. So when we talk about banned, what's being banned, we have to also then put in a measure of making sure people understand and what's replacing.
Okay, that's right.
The ban is a curriculum, not, you know, based on, and this is the kind of weird part, is it's a curriculum that is largely fantasy, potentially maybe positively aspirational, if sort of like that, but we're mandating. We are mandating fiction, fantasy, and patriotism, and we're taking away truth. How do we do that? It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number's 844-967-2789. Our guest tonight, Dr. Will Horn. He is at Villanova. We're talking about his piece. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. When we get back, we're going to, you know, go into a little bit of white supremacy. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79
degrees.
Seems
like everyone
degrees.
Is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Let's go. Busted Pencils fully. Leaded Education Talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Dr. Will Horn, his piece in the Daily Beast. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. We're talking about, you know, this whole idea of legislating, you know, and here we're talking about American history and we're being very specific here. There's a lot of things that are included in this, but Will, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, and kind of pointing this out right as we were coming into to the end of last segment, paying attention to what's being banned is really important because you say, you know, things like redlining. Yes, banned, right? Well, wait, but redline happened for real. It really did. I know, but it's banned because it might make somebody uncomfortable. And therefore that word uncomfortable is the kind of, you know, pressure gauge that says, oh, that's a banned material. As soon as somebody says I'm uncomfortable. You know, we're talking about American history, but then paying attention to the curriculum that replaces what's being banned and seeing then the, you know, a very whitewashed, westernized, patriotic march to the celebration of America has done nothing except be awesome.
Right.
And you'd sit there and go, yeah, well, I can hear, you know, potentially my grandfather is not here anymore going, well, that's what they taught us, and I turned out just fine. You know, what do we need to be teaching all this other stuff for? You know, stall in the past. Why aren't we talking? It's like, no, but what's in the past also is the fact that what we, quote, used to teach you, granddad, wasn't true then. And now we absolutely, it's not like we didn't know then, but now we have curriculum materials. And you said, what is the purpose of teaching and learning is not to quote, you know, and I'm going to use their line, the woke warriors. They're the ones who are doing the indoctrinating. When we look at what's being replaced by what they're saying, what is being banned. Tell me a little bit more about some of the alternative curriculum that is, quote, acceptable under the new Ron DeSantis. And it's not just Ron DeSantis. It's, as you point out, 36 different states have done something and or similar. My state here in Ohio just last week passed Senate Bill 86, which is, you know, it's the Florida bill here, you know. So, yeah, it's not just Florida. But let's talk a little bit about that, you know, quote, alternative or supplemental or the curriculum to use in place of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of talking about, like, you know, the quote unquote founders. There's a lot of talking about, like, that you know, the U.S. is a Christian nation. It's founded on Christian principles. There's actually a lot of really broad stuff because it actually gets kind of dangerous when you get down into the specifics, even of the founders. Like, even if you were to look at just the Declaration of Independence, like sort of the first founding document, there's a reference there to like, you know, a frustration with Great Britain because, you know, allegedly they like forced the colonies to have slavery, which is absurd. And you know, there's a sort of an accusation there that they, you know, aren't doing enough to like eradicate, you know, indigenous people, you know, in and around the 13 colonies. This is in the founding documents, right? So when you actually like start to look carefully, even at what is being mandated, right, then you cross the line. And so it isn't even just that, like, you know, you can't teach about slavery, you can't teach about redlining, you can't even actually teach the actually existing Declaration of Independence. You can read the first little bit. You can't teach the whole thing.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. It's like, well, wait, well, no one reads that part anyway. We all, I mean, that's, you know, kind of like subtext footnote, you know, we would, you know, because, yeah, you'll hear this, you know, because, and I'm glad to hear you, you know, you start out as a social studies teacher. I'm a social studies person. Johnny, who's co-host, is a social studies person. We look at this and we were, you know, we probably came at this from the point of view of going, it's just like, man, even myself finding out for the first time the things that I hadn't been taught, and feeling the passion come over, not of anger, of frustration, of sadness, of guilt, of going, man, I want to know more. I want to know more. But when we're talking about this mandated, you know, the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence and that only,
right?
It's like we're stripping away and saying, don't look. And in fact, it's not like we're saying, don't look closely. Don't read closely. Don't think just here's what it is that matters. We've decided this already for you. How the heck, this is radio, so we got to use that word, heck. How in the heck are people walking around talking about this as if this is a move towards setting people free?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a move for empowering some people, those people who already have power. Right. But if we're wanting to understand how the world actually works, if we're wanting to understand things that actually happen, this curriculum isn't going to do that. And in fact, it's designed to keep that from happening. And I think that's really important. You know, the people who are designing this, they I think do, in fact, know our history. I really think they do. I think they do actually have sort of an accurate understanding of the, you know, legacies of inequality, of racism, you know, sexism, all of the isms, right? And it's in their interests to keep everyone else from knowing about those things, because they're the ones who actually benefit from those systems. And yeah, that sounds like CRT, and that's fine. But you know what? That's just true. So it is what it is.
Yeah, critical race theory. So we're going to be, yeah, whatever. I'm going back to the post today, you know, the post in the Daily Beast, and I'm quoting you again, Will. While myths and fables about the greatness of the founders, enslavers, and segregationists might make some Americans feel better about their country, they misrepresent the problems we have as a society. Chronic intergenerational poverty and resource-deprived neighborhoods might seem like an individual failure, for example, until you learn about the sprawling system of segregated opportunities, from redlining and sundown towns to the ongoing efforts to keep schools segregated and underfunded. In fact, those racist systems not only produce wealth inequality, but also created a whole host of problems that we face, from chronic flooding to never-ending traffic jams. When we get back,
conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The debt limit deal struck over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces its first test in the House Rules Committee, where a vote is expected tonight. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Demolition was expected to start on a partially collapsed structure in Davenport, Iowa, after 9 people were rescued from the apartment building. But now comes word that 5 are unaccounted for and possibly 2 may be inside. Mike Collier's cousin is missing.
I believe we need to just come together to strive to stop them from tearing down this building until we find our loved ones.
South Korea's military says North Korea has launched a purported space launch vehicle after announcing a plan to put its first military spy satellite into orbit. A satellite launched by North Korea is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. 6 months in jail for the man who drove the car which helped pull down the statue of abolitionist Hans Christian Hegg outside Wisconsin's state capitol during the George Floyd protests in 2020. 33-year-old Kelsey Nelson was sentenced for his role in damaging the statue and for looting a jewelry store about a month earlier. Nelson ordered to pay $5,000 to the jewelry store. The cost will be shared with 2 others, and $2,500 to the State Department of Administration for the damage to the statue. That cost will be split by 4 people. Gas prices are up slightly. The average for a gallon of regular unleaded in Wisconsin is now $3.53. That's 15 cents higher than a month ago, but almost a dollar lower than at this time last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The 4 most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number 1 PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tuesday night, any way you want it. Well, sometimes, as long as you want it the way I want it, that's the way you'll get it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. Evan, we ready to roll that special audio clip here. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Ron DeSantis, take it away.
I think what you see now with the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture.
Oh, Will, Our guest is Dr. Will Horn. He is the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova. His piece in the Daily Beast, "I'm a Professor. Florida just banned everything I teach." Okay, I saw, you know, anybody who's listening, you, Will, we can see each other on Zoom. So I saw your eyes do a little flutter in your face listening to Governor DeSantis. What specifically caught you there?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
That's 20 seconds.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think like the reference to the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, the cultural Marxism, I mean, this is really, that's quite something from a sitting U.S. governor. Not that surprising. It's been a staple of, you know, sort of Republican discourse for a bit now. But I mean, the idea, though, that teaching our past as it actually happened is somehow dangerous to us as a country. I think, again, like this honestly is insulting because I think, you know, my students, my neighbors, my parents, they can understand things. That doesn't mean that, you know, that they're going to, I don't know, what's the threat? Move to Canada? I don't understand what the danger is here, but.
Well, think about that, though, too. You know, I get this and go, it's like, okay, he identifies it. I mean, you know, in one sense, you know, really good at kind of turning the argument into going where people go. I mean, a great reframer. So the point is that he is fighting ideology. That's the word he uses, is that because me, Ron DeSantis, I am now fighting ideology. And it's like, well, dude, you know, people hear that and go, well, that's great because we don't want that in our schools. We don't want ideology. But the reality, again, back to going, wait, so your fight against ideology is forbidding teaching and learning truth and reality.
Yeah.
You know, like that to me just continually amazes me to say, and how does it not fall apart right after he makes an announcement, I'm going after ideology by mandating ideology?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but I guess, you know, that's sort of is the trap, right? That, you know, they don't see it as an ideology, you know, and I mean, we've seen this in other regimes too, but the sort of the idea of American exceptionalism, that we're like the best all the time, right? You know, is something that is woven into our history and into our society. It's really dangerous. Like it actually hurts people and it historically has killed many people. You know, but I think that's kind of like what he's referring back to, though, is that like anything that is critical of this sort of like, you know, commonly held ideology, right? And I think that's a sort of a set of ideas that many of us, you know, on the left and on the right identify with, that the U.S. is a really great place and, mm-hmm. you know, that it's really special. And it is, you know.
It is. Look, you and I are, we are doing this right now without government censorship. So the reality is we are in a great place, right? And and Chris Rufo, I know you're listening. So there. we're not saying that this is a crappy place and we don't want to live here anymore. We just actually would like to keep living here.
That would be really great.
You know, but there it is. You know, we put it out there again. One of the other things, and you write this in your piece, and I'll just again another quote from the Daily Beast. I can't recall a single student sharing feelings of personal guilt or shame, although that would be totally fine, after having learned about the systems of oppression and exploitation that shaped our world. Okay, you're talking about college students. I remember teaching fifth grade. Yes, I used to teach fifth grade also, and teaching that same type of, whoa, I didn't know that, Mr. Schlecker at the time.
Yeah.
And the idea, none of them had, it was a sense of, it's learning. There's no shame in learning, you know?
Yeah.
So I just like the student perspective. How many, I mean, yeah, talk about the students you've met and how they react to what you teach.
Sure. Yeah. And so I
taught 10 people. Wait, ideology you teach. Okay.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No. And so, I mean, this is something we were talking about over the break too, but I assign a lot of primary documents. So that is like documents from the past that students can look at themselves. And I think they find that really powerful, right? Because now they have an artifact, and this can help them gain a window of understanding. I'm not just going up there and saying, hate America. This would be an absurd way to teach, and no one would benefit from this, right? Literally no one does this. My experience with my students has been overwhelmingly positive, both in high school, at the undergraduate and graduate levels, because people want to learn, they want to understand the world better. They want to do better for themselves. They want to do better for their communities. And so learning something new is not something that, sometimes they object to like the amount of reading, because we read a lot, that's fine. Sometimes they object that like, maybe there's one too many essays, and again, that's totally, but no one is coming in and saying, I had to learn something and it made me feel terrible. And now
I was up all night. I was distressed.
Exactly. This isn't a thing. Yeah.
No, I had that. I mean, I think about that, when I was teaching my social studies methods class, and when I was an instructor, a professor, one of my key texts at the time, along with lots of other research, but I would, I'd have a content, and we'd use Howard Zinn's book, right, is one of my key texts just to read. And the number of students who never felt guilt or shame about what they learned. In fact, though, I can remember quite a few feeling guilty that they hadn't learned this in the past. Yeah. There was a more of an anger and an upsetness of going, how is it that I got to be a junior in college and I'm now just reading this book that Howard Zinn wrote in 1980?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the community where I encountered that the most, to be honest with you, I taught in a predominantly Black high school, and the students there had not had any kind of Black history at all. And I think many of them felt embarrassed. Some of them had some understanding from family or from, elders or whatever. Others had not, and so some of them felt really embarrassed about sort of like not, quote unquote, like knowing their own history or whatever. But the truth is, like, this is the responsibility of, the people in charge of the schools and parents, right? And I think, when we're talking about, like, people who, quote unquote, feel bad about learning new things, who we're actually talking about is those people. We're talking about parents. We're talking about grandparents. Those are the people who have sort of, like, decades of rubber left on the road, who have a lot invested in this system, and now to sort of learn, like, this is really pretty harmful, actually. I think that's really the demographic that's actually pushing back, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because this whole idea, the kids are all right, okay? Leave them alone, let them do what they do. The David Bowie, these children that you spit on as they make their ways, they're fine. They know, you adults, it's you guys who have the problems. It's a different generation. The kids are like, I just want to keep learning. And in fact, now I'll go back into saying at the heart of trying to say what it is we do as a profession, which is a teacher. You're a professor of history. I'm a professor of education, but we're teachers, and our passion and our purpose is to open the world up and to create an inspiration for students to learn. And that does not come through when you mandate, in one sense, regurgitate an inaccurate factual ensemble of misdates and things to tell a story of patriotic bliss, when the reality is that the patriotic story that's really, really powerful is that the idea of this democracy in education, the idea that you have the freedom to teach and learn, the ability, that is when, Rufo, I'm not making fun of the American system. I'm lifting it up and celebrating it and saying that was its strength, was the reality that it could always go back and be critical of itself. And in fact, we were required to do the deep learning. I don't know. I mean, you got me going tonight, Will.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I think that's really the power of education. It is ultimately, an empowerment. It's a tool of democracy, right? And so, it's a point I make in the piece, but it's no accident, right, that we see sort of these whitewashing bills, you know, and these education suppression bills, these book banning bills. At the same time that we're also seeing education suppression movements, at the same time that we're seeing attacks on protesters, and in fact, like Republican governors in Abbott and in DeSantis glorifying people who have shot or strangled, you know. Right. I mean, this is really running off the rails quite quickly. But you can see very clearly the connection between democracy, you know, and education. When we start to look at this larger picture of what these politicians are supporting beyond these bans.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, it's like, look, you can't ban inconvenient truths. Okay. You don't have democracy when you are the one mandating indoctrination of a story that you only want people to hear that version of that story. You can't have a functioning democracy if you have an education system that is built on a mandate of indoctrinated lies, those lies that typically hold up, as you say, well, systems of oppression that have been around for a long time. And there I go doing that CRT type of stuff. Well, right. I mean, I look at this, you know, we had Diane Ravitch on a couple of weeks ago. And I say, this is an attack on democracy. This is, right. You know, forget about the facts that it's saying we're not allowed to teach. Pay attention. This is an attack on the freedom of a people to govern themselves. This is an attack on the American way of life. I'm sorry. There you go. Patriotic America. Here I am. The American way of life is under assault. Freedom, democracy, under assault. And you have people like Dr. Will, Johnny Lupinacci, who took the night off tonight, me, Evan in the control room. We're trying to protect democracy. Will, last thoughts before we close up and I let you get back to your night.
Yeah, I think the stakes are really high. I know we didn't have a chance to touch too much on the threat of white supremacy, but again, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, we see these types of education suppression movements going alongside major threats. One of them is an uptick, you know, a major surge often in white supremacist violence. This is something we need to be really watchful of and really engaged to prevent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he is Dr. William Horn, the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University, writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during Reconstruction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History Review. He's now going to be joining the alumni of awesome guests who have been on Busted Pencils that can really drop some truth bombs for people who need to hear it. His piece, check it out in the Daily Beast, "I Am a Professor. Florida just banned everything I teach." Dr. Horn, thank you for busting pencils with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And when we get back, Tim will break it down. Back after the break.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Thank you again to our guest, Dr. William Horn, history professor at Villanova. His piece in the Daily Beast, "I'm a Professor, Florida Just Banned Everything I Teach." Man, we were breaking it down, the difference between what is indoctrination. We had Ron DeSantis. Evan, if you're here paying attention, can we play that again? Just that one more round there. You know, Governor DeSantis does such a good job of making my point. Okay, Governor DeSantis, tell us what's bothering you.
I think what you see now with the rise of this woke ideology is an attempt to really delegitimize our history and to delegitimize our institutions. And I view the wokeness as a form of cultural Marxism. They really want to tear at the fabric of our society and our culture.
That was well, there it is. There it is. Ideology. And, you know, as Dr. Horn and I were talking about the reality of the ban, and we look at what's, you know, what is being banned in Florida. We look at what's being banned in actually 36 states all over the place. It's not ideology that's being banned. These aren't warriors going after woke indoctrinators. These are ideologues who are actually doing the indoctrination by banning truth, by literally saying content that we know is factual is now not permissible to be taught. That right there is the definition of indoctrination. Forcing lies, forcing non-truth, forcing a certain story to be the only story that's taught. That's the nonsense that we're putting forth. So when Ron DeSantis tells you that he's a woke warrior fighting ideology and indoctrination, people, we need to wake up. You know, I don't care if you like him, but, you know, are you in fact in favor of the government mandating ideology, of the government empowering and in fact mandating schools become ideological factories to indoctrinate kids about America? That is really a mythology, okay? Is really a mythology where everything is wonderful and happy. you know, I know DeSantis is going after Florida right now, been Disneyland and things like that. But, you know, I mean, it's a Disney movie. It's really weird that DeSantis is attacking Disney. Most of my criticism over the years has been about the inaccurate storytelling that Disney does. You would think maybe DeSantis would actually, you know, kind of be in partnership with saying, Disney, please bring more of, you know, these really awesomely illustrated, incredibly, you know, imaginative, creative, graphic masterpieces that just don't really tell the whole story. How he's not, you know, supporting and in fact giving them even more tax breaks, I don't know, because that was the past. However, a little bit of an aside there, you know, if you are a warrior, let's not worry about a woke warrior. If you're a warrior for America, if you're a warrior for freedom, if you're a patriot, if you bleed red, white, and blue, democracy, freedom, you can't get behind a DeSantis, a Chris Rufo, a Donald Trump, an anybody who is supportive of any type of banning of certain materials that are truthful and then mandating certain materials that aren't truthful. Unless you are not for freedom, the only way you can support that move, those types of policies, is if you don't believe in freedom, if you don't believe in the promise of America, if you don't believe in democracy. Well, I guess then you have found your people and your ideology, because there has, boy, never been a clear case of incredible ideology on display right now than all of these attempts to, quote, go after wokeness. Man, that is the ideology. And that's what we do here, though, every week. Every week, busted pencils. We're busting pencils, telling the truth, making sure that the reality of teaching and learning in this country remains free. Free, the freedom to learn. There is nothing more democratic. There is nothing more patriotic than fighting for the ability to learn, for fighting for the ability to teach. Nothing, you know, and that's what we're doing here. You know, Johnny's not here tonight. We'll give him the night off. But, you know, we have guests, Dr. Will Horn, you know, Alfie Cohn, Diane Ravitch, you name it. They've been here. They've been talking about this. Wake up. And if you already know what I'm saying, great. I love it. Thank you. Go out and talk to your neighbor, though. Help your neighbor understand. Don't make fun of them. Don't belittle them. Talk to them realistically about the fact, do they understand that they're supporting nothing to do with freedom, nothing to do with democracy, nothing to do with valuing American patriotism? They are supporting ideological indoctrination. They are the ones against freedom. You can't support a mandate of fiction and a stripping of truth. You can't be for freedom if that's what you stand by. You can't do that. Talk to your neighbor. Help them bust some pencils. Take some pencils over to them. Let them break a few. Bust them. Throw them around. Talk a little bit more about this. Spend some time and, you know, get to know your neighbor. Talk about how you both love freedom. You love freedom. He loves freedom. She loves freedom. It's Busted Pencils. We love freedom. We'll see you next week. Busted Pencils, fully leaded.
Want more Busted next week. Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
This man. Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are Busted Pencils.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.